And now it's time for Spring Fever with the Twins with Neil Roberts from Fort Myers, Florida.
It was only 5 years ago when he was a top five prospect in the Twins organization. And after being away for a few years, outfielder Joe Benson is back in Minnesota. And Joe, I guess, how does it feel to be back in a Twins uniform?
It's great. I had a great 7.5 years to start my career here. When they came calling this offseason, place I wanted to be, I wanted to come back and couldn't ask for a better situation.
Catch the fans up on the latest in your career since you've been away from this organization.
I was claimed and spent half a season with the Texas Rangers in 2013. 2014, I spent in the Miami Marlins organization between AA and AAA. And then last year in 2015, I started with the Atlanta Braves in AAA, got released, went to Indy Ball, and finished up in AA with the New York Mets.
A lot of traveling.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, we'll talk 2016 when we come back.
I'm a service technician at Gooseneck Implement.
I've been with Gooseneck for 10 years because of the training, the relationship with the customers.
Boy, it is great. It provides a great atmosphere, conducive to work. I enjoy it.
Gooseneck Implement is a premier John Deere dealer proudly serving northern North Dakota, and we want you. Now hiring full-time agronomy and service technician positions. Contact our HR department today or visit us online at gooseneckimplement.com. Gooseneck Implement, employees and customers partnering for continued growth.
If you're going to be celebrating on St. Patrick's Day, here's a fine recipe for hitting the town and having a good time. Start with some close friends and force them to wear green. Throw in a cozy place to hang your hat, and if you're of legal age, you may find yourself raising a pint or two. But if you're going to be toasting the luck of the Irish, remember one thing. Even on St. Paddy's Day, drinking and driving don't mix. Know the rules for having a good time. When you celebrate, designate. Drive sober or get pulled over. A message from the North Dakota Department of Transportation and your local law enforcement.
We're with Twins outfielder Joe Benson and, of course, a former second-round pick for the club. The scouts termed you as a five-tool player. Explain to fans how tough that next jump is, Joe, to the majors from the minors.
You know, it's obviously the biggest transition in our sport. It's all about consistency, being the same player day in and day out, coming to the ballpark ready to go.
Now, what would it mean for you to be playing in Target Field at some point in 2016?
Oh, it would be awesome. Having known Molly for 10, 11 years now and the entire coaching staff, Bruno and Rudy, having spent a lot of time working with them, coming back after being away, it'd be ultimately rewarding to get back to Target Field and wear a Twins uniform again.
All right, Joel, hey, you're still a young guy. Glad you're staying with it. You're looking really good this spring, off to a good start. Stay healthy, and best wishes for a good one this year.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, Joel Benson with us. That concludes this edition. If you missed one, check us online, springfeverbaseball.com. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Spring Fever Baseball, brought to you in part by the North Dakota Department of Transportation, by Gooseneck Implement, and by MidwestOilJobs.com.